Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Joe, joined again by good friend and sports editor and Bison hockey guy and Bison sports guy, all around good guy, Ryan Stelter.
Thanks, that was a beautiful intro.
In the building. I gotta do it, man. You're gonna be the co-host next year.
I'm excited.
If it works out, if we can actually do that.
We're doing it. We're gonna do it live, it'll be better.
Yeah, and then it'll be awesome. So I gotta, you know,
guess, more get it guess. Going.
If you're listening, you may have noticed we did not play music. That was by choice, because last time we got together, we took up 45 minutes and we could have kept going easily for the entire hour. I feel like we'd go like 2 hours if we wanted to.
We could be like a 3 hour segment in the morning.
We could be like the Joe Rogan podcast where it's like 3 hours of just nonsense. Like you talk about like normal stuff, then you get like into conspiracy theories. And all that
it's
stuff.
It's just conversation. It just flow. It's just recording our conversations. We have these conversations all the time, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
More swearing, though.
Yeah. That's true.
I keep it clean for the radio.
We have to, but if we were not on the radio, there'd be a lot more expletives thrown out here.
Yeah, there would be.
Like, way more.
Real locker room talk.
I feel like if we were allowed to swear, that would make up maybe 20% of our entire conversation.
Yeah, it would be. But I think it's also a good practice for us to not swear so we can sound like intelligent human beings
instead of
just mumbling
goofballs
who swear all the time.
But once we're off the air, we're back to...
Because I find people who swear a lot, it's sometimes almost distracting to what they actually have to say.
Yeah, it's true. I remember...
there's a fine line.
Yeah. No, I remember I used to work in a warehouse a few years back, and it's like... all these dudes, essentially, like it's only guys that want to work in a warehouse, because it's just crappy work, and literally every second word there's like an F-bomb or something thrown out there, and it sucked because like I worked there full time during the summer and then part time during school, so I kind of like my vocabulary adapted to that. And I get to school and I'm like looking at like math problems and something like that, and I'm just like, You see this?
just swearing.
Yeah, exactly. And then so it was nice to get out of there because then like it was funny too because I noticed it. Like I noticed once I left, like my vocabulary, I started reading more and stuff.
Yeah.
My vocabulary got so much better.
Yeah.
It was nice. I was like, okay, yeah, that place was toxic, but they paid good. So
there you go. Whatever pays the bills, man. Man's got to eat. Man's got to eat.
Exactly. Man does got to eat. Speaking of eating.
Oh, well, nice transition. I didn't even plan that. Wow.
Speaking of eating.
What's your question? You had a question of the best breakfast place. Do you have another one lined up?
Oh, man. You know,
Maybe I'll try to think of one.
Have you been to Pine Ridge Hollow?
Yeah, a long time ago. Well, that's a long time ago.
Oh, really? I was going to ask whether it was overrated or underrated. What are some good restaurants to ask? Freshie, overrated or underrated?
I've had it once. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not the best. It's not the worst. I think I had a Jets game.
Yeah, that was weird. When I went to a Jets game recently, I was like, they have Freshie here?
Fresh. I got a burrito. It was a bean burrito. It was like $9.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad because you got a lot in there, but it's some of the better food options, I guess, available at Jets games. Yeah. Although the Dorito, the taco in a bag for $10 is so good there. I thought, oh man, I'm paying $10 for a taco in a bag.
No, yeah.
You get a lot. You get like the medium sized Dorito bags to eat it out of, and you get a lot of salsa.
Wait, like the normal size?
Yeah, not like a full size family bag, but not also the mini size you get for Halloween.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah, like I don't know how many grams is, but it's a decent size and it's full and it's like heavy in your hand, full of salsa. It's really good.
They ever sell that at your high school cafeteria?
They did, but it was like the worst version of that.
Oh, really? Because they did it like that way at my high school. Like they opened a Dorito bag and just dumped it in there.
Yeah.
And that's probably why.
No one ate at my high school cafeteria. It was only kind of the losers.
Only losers eat cafeteria.
If you were cool, you went out to McDonald's. You left.
You were cool. You would spend money.
Swear to God, man. That's the way we ate. That's River East culture for you.
Oh, man. The cafeteria at Murdoch, like, they had taco in a bag, and they had, like, Skittles and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I was like, I remember someone asked, I was like, why didn't you, like, go in sports or anything like that? And I'm like, well, I'm not athletic. And also, I'm eating this. I don't know if you noticed, but I've been crushing taco in a bags. I remember... like it was so funny because like they would sell burgers too, but yeah. they would throw it on a whole wheat bun.
Ooh.
And I felt like that was like an attempt to make it healthier. But I was like, yeah. no, this patty is probably like 80% not real.
Oh yeah, it's full of fat. Just but it's so good, so good.
It is. No, okay, so.
Like, if you ever look at the fat content of the frozen burgers you buy at Superstore,
oh, yeah.
you will want to vomit. Like, I can feel my arteries clogging as I'm looking at it. It's but they're so good.
That's how I feel about, like, looking at, like, ramen noodles and stuff. Like, you see, like, the sodium content, and I'm like, oh, no.
I've been trying to lose some weight and eat healthier, so I've been, like, actually looking at nutrition facts. A lot of stuff I've been consuming
yeah.
for all, like, in bulk
yeah.
for the longest time, and I'm disgusted with some of the stuff that we eat. It's actually gross.
Same here, man. Same here. No, that's what I noticed, too. Like, that's why I brought up Freshy, because, like,
yeah.
on, like, work break, I'll, like, go to Freshy and get something. I'm just, like...
But you work at the tax building. That's close to Five Guys, is it not?
It is, but it's also close to Freshy.
Yeah, so, which so is a nice. Good choice.
But, yeah, it's also close to Five Guys and Zaw and Starbucks and Wild Wing and sushi.
There's a place that's overrated. Zaw.
You think
I find it very overrated. Everyone rants and raves about it. It's like Subway for your pizza. I'm like, no, it's gross. I don't like it.
I enjoy it because it's cheap.
I guess.
Relatively speaking for a pizza.
Yeah.
Like, the size you get mm-hmm. is nice. But obviously, it's like a thin crust pizza, so.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of thin crust, but really? We've talked about pizza the last two, so I feel
did
like.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We talked about Papa John's on Little Pizza Heaven. But anyways, right. I don't remember what we were talking about. But eating healthier, I think, is.
Eating healthier was the theme, but taco in a bag was also the theme. And I wanted to bring this up real quick. I've always wanted to get, like, the family size bag.
Oh!
And just dump, like, a bunch of, like, ground beef and lettuce. And just, like. Look like just look ridiculous and have a giant bag and just walk around with it. Like at a party or something.
Oh,
like,
you'd be the life of the party. You just have other forks in there for people to eat. You'd be like, hey man, I want some taco in a bag.
Yeah, for sure, man.
The most unsanitary thing. But I feel like it wouldn't matter if you had enough drinks in you. That's
no, true. You're at a party. There's a lot less sanitary things going on at a party. So I think taco in a bag
is
your
like,
least of your worries.
Is relatively safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And then below that is like reusing cups and beer pong that people have drank out of.
Yeah.
And then
other things that yeah. we can't really discuss on air.
That is locker room talk.
Strictly locker room talk.
So, yeah, you think Zaw's overrated then?
Yeah, I think Zaw's overrated, but...
I don't mind it. What else? What are some
What's some underrated places? We've been talking about... We talked about Stella's last week. It's overrated. Zaw's overrated for me. What's really underrated, you think, in Winnipeg in terms of food options?
Because the thing is, it's like... Something's overrated because we see it on social media a lot, right? Like someone's like, oh, look yeah. at Zaw, look at... What's underrated? That's hard. I feel like there's a lot of places like in the West End in terms of like ethnic food,
mm-hmm.
like pho places, Chinese mm-hmm. food, all those stuff. Like no one really hits up because like no one really looks at
yeah.
over there except like the people that live there,
yeah.
right? But like if you go in the West End, you hit up like what... Like it's always... What's that term called? It's like, I've heard, not diamond in the rough, but something else. It's like,
I get what you're saying with diamond in the rough. It's
like a hole in the wall.
Hole in the wall. Yeah, that's a good
called?
One. Yeah, a hole in the wall. Like yeah. those places. Those are always the best places to get food.
Like it's like, you know, you drive to that area and you're just like,
it's like there's no good food here.
If you don't drive there enough, you're like, let's just keep going.
Yeah.
But then like you like look and it's like, oh, that's not bad. So yeah, I can't name a specific place, but I don't know. What do you got for underrated?
I don't know. I know it's kind of a well-known place, but Shawarma Khan, I think, is...
I've never had Shawarma Khan.
It's really good.
We have it here, don't we?
We have it. Yeah, we have it on... No, we don't... We have shawarma on campus,
yeah.
but we don't have Shawarma Khan. I don't know what much of the difference is. I've had both, but...
There's no Khan on this one.
Abi Khan's not running this one. But he's got a place at the stadium. I know he's got shawarma Khan in the stadium,
right,
which
right.
is next door, but I find it really good. It's downtown in the Exchange. It's
yeah.
it's not bad.
And none of these places are sponsoring us, so...
No. I mean, if they want to.
If they want to sponsor the show for next year, we will give you free
Pita
publicity.
Pit. We talked about Pita Pit last time, but nobody talks about Pita Pit in terms of fast food.
Yeah.
Everyone's always like, let's go to Don's, let's go to Burger King, let's go to Wendy's, let's go to Five Guys.
I feel like because when you hear pita, you're like healthy. And it's like, no, I want something like deep fried
yeah.
and flipped. But even then, like even a pita you can make unhealthy. Like,
yeah, pitas aren't that healthy for
like,
you.
Like if you just throw like a bunch of like chicken and bacon and load it with tzatziki
yeah.
sauce.
Like pitas aren't really that healthy. Like it's just like when people say Subway's healthy. Yeah, one sub at Subway's healthy for you.
You have to
the veggie delight. That's all you can get there. That's
you have to make your sub not delicious for it to be healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
that's a problem.
I know
because I load my stuff up with like sub sauce. And it's like
Chipotle.
And I'm like, mayo? And they're like, light mayo? I'm like, no, give me that.
Just give me the real stuff.
Give me that clogging mayo if you can.
Like, I'm already this far in. Why do I want light mayo? It's like getting the Diet Coke with a Big Mac meal. It's like, I'm this far in, I may as well go all the way.
I remember when I worked at McDonald's, when we had the McRib,
mm-hmm.
and it was over, but we saw like leftover McRibs that we hadn't sold.
Yeah.
And someone actually came in and bought the rest of the McRibs.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And we put it in a box. I think it was like 150 or so.
Oh, wow.
And someone was like, yeah, and a Diet Coke. and I was like, that's perfect.
That's such a cliche. Everyone always talks about that. They're like, oh, man, all these people getting Big Macs with Diet Cokes.
But even Diet Coke's not that good for you.
Oh, it's garbage.
It's loaded with sugar.
It's just, yeah, zero calories, but like,
yeah. No, sucralose or whatever, that's sugar substitute, which is like equally as bad for you.
And aspartame is not that good for you. Yeah. It gives me headaches. I'm not a big fan of Diet Coke. I'm not a fan of any diet drink. Anytime I see diet, I just want to puke. Just give me the real thing. I'm already considering drinking pop, which is terrible. Just give me it all.
That sounds like such an old guy. Just like complain. Oh, I get headaches from aspartame.
I'm old. I'm 21 and just old. Just aging.
Oh man. All right. Should we get into that? That was a good warm up.
Yeah,
any,
I guess.
Any final comments on food, or we got a?
I'm starving at the moment, but yeah. Okay,
we got to hit up Degrees after this if you can. So obviously the biggest news. The Bison's women's hockey team won the national championship.
First time ever.
And I can't help but get this feeling of pride within me. You know, it's like we follow the team throughout the year. We saw them play ups and downs. And then we see them win the championship. And it's like, man.
You feel good knowing having talked to a lot of these players.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, for you and Jason especially, I feel like this is a nice feeling because you essentially covered them. Like, you guys were the only coverage they had, essentially.
Oh, I know. Like,
up until this point, like, no one really cared, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they get into the tournament and everyone's like, oh, CTV and Chris D and all them are
like. Well, like, they got on the front page of the Free Press, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of parents and players who are pretty pumped that they made it the front page of the Free Press.
Exactly.
But I think at the same time, let's not forget about the paper that's been there through every game, win or lose, for the last, I don't know how long. This predates my tenure at the Tobin.
Exactly.
You know, the Manitoban's been there for every game, regardless of result and regardless of what happens. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. We get forgotten a lot, but
you know,
it's whatever. It's cool that they won. I'm not. I don't know if I'm proud. I think it's just cool. I'm also not as connected with that team as if there's one team that I'm not as connected with. It's the women's hockey team.
Oh, really?
Well, I cover all the other teams.
That's
kind of Jason Pajak. We'll give him a shout out for what he does at the Tobin.
Yeah, he grinded it out there, Western.
He grinded out there. You know, he drank a little bit on Saturday. That. You know, didn't prioritize his story enough on Saturday as I may have wanted to, but you know, whatever. It's the way it goes. It's St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, you know what? He's got to get a few drinks in. So,
yeah. Either way, he got the story in a little late, but anyways, yeah, he did a good job out there in terms of coverage. And I know he's feeling really proud, and Trevor Alexander and Trevor Phillips, who are
TJ and Teebs,
calling the game out on UMFM, this very radio station.
We got to shout them out too. They did a great job.
Yep, you know,
I was lucky that that my friend he bought a pat like a week long U Sports Live pass.
Oh wow!
So I got to watch a bit.
What? You're lucky.
I got to watch a bit, but the commentary was so bad, and I was hoping I could line up the gameplay with TJ and Teebs.
Yeah,
but I think they were a bit ahead. Because the broadcast was late, so I was like, "Oh man!" Because like they killed it. They're always so good on the radio, and then I'm hearing these guys, these amateurs, on U Sports Live. No. I don't Tara Chuck Terris.
Yeah, they never got her name right.
Yeah,
I saw on the highlights. I was like, this is not her
and,
name."
Like they just, I was like, come on, like you got throw me and Cassidy in there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You need Cassidy. I don't even know how to say his last name.
It's like Dan Kochick.
Dan Kochick.
That's what he always said. Yeah, we'll shout him out.
Yeah, too. I mean those guys. You guys did it. Were the OGs. You guys have been there all season long on Canada West TV.
Exactly. We'll probably be back next year, maybe.
So yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of people who've seen this team. I mean, even John Godis. I don't know how to say his name. Godis.
Is it Godis? I think it is Godis.
I think it's Godis.
I remember thinking Gods.
I thought Gods too, but
and
I'm
then,
like,
and then like, so like, I've always had this in mind. Like, I want to tweet at him. Like, if he does something really cool, I'll be like, based Gods.
Yeah. Ooh. But yeah, then you'd have to like give him a nickname and just pretend that you knew that it's Godis. But he did a good job with. I mean, Bison's social media.
Yeah, he's on social media, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they did a really good job, and and some good content out there. So
it was the one tweet, and you were like, John Gotis needs to be stopped.
It was something about it, because I know he's not a hockey guy.
I think it was like a power play goal.
Yeah, he's like, that's in this business, we call it a textbook power play. I'm like, John, you're stop it. You're a basketball guy. We all know it.
Oh, it's funny, though. That's hilarious.
Well, and Chris Zook was a bit getting a bit carried away in the end there, saying heard of us.
Yeah.
But spelling it H-E-R-D.
I saw that. I was like, part three. There's a three-part series?
Stop it, Chris. Stop it.
Did somebody give him a couple beers?
Right? I think, Chris Zook was definitely enjoying that victory. I want to know, too, how quickly they updated the Bison Twitter account to say 44 national championships after this.
Oh, okay.
Because they said, 43 national championships, home of the official Bison.
We can check.
But I want to know how quick that changed.
Oh, did they already change it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what I was wondering, is how quick they changed it from 43 to 44.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. We have to ask.
We've got to get John on the show.
Yeah, okay. We'll definitely do that. We don't have three mics in here, but we'll figure it out.
John, we can share. Me and John can share a mic, but we got to get him on the show.
Yeah, we got to do that.
He's our homeboy.
Yeah. For sure. We'll get him to talk. We'll get him to talk about the Western experience.
Yeah. Or we could get Jason. No, we'll get John. We'll get John.
I love how...
Jason got his own little segment on UMFM. Paycheck's Playbook. He got his own thing. We can get John on here. He's underrated. John,
because he's the one running the social media account.
John Gotis, underrated.
And no one... Yeah. Absolutely. And no one... You never really get to see the face behind social media accounts.
No.
And I think he did a great job. And
he
so
did.
We got to do that. Instagram and Twitter. He
was killing it. I got to say, they did a really good job of covering it. I didn't know what any other team was doing. Didn't follow them. Don't care. But I thought they did a good job.
I remember there was the first mission interview. And they got someone from Radio Western, I think. Radio Western. They got someone to do an interview.
Okay.
For hockey. Radio Western. And there's this person. And I guess she had, like, notes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, she was doing, like post-game interview, like, in between periods, right? And I guess she never really followed the team. So she was like, oh, okay, you got a shootout goal, blah, blah, blah. But kind of, like, messed it up a little bit. But then, like... It was for Zacharias, and she was like, what do you think about that? And, like, put the mic, like, right in her face. So Jordan's like this, like, kind of stepping back a bit. And I was like, that is the funniest thing.
Dude, is that the girl that I saw they would take pictures of her? And she looked pissed in every single shot. She looked like she didn't want to be there.
I don't know.
Because I know they, like Radio Western was tweeting out every time they did a post or interview, and this girl just looked mad all the time.
I don't know.
It was hilarious. I wanted to get like a compilation of just her face, because she looked angry every time she did an interview. I was like, do you want to be here?
That's Radio Western?
Yeah, Radio Western. I mean, I don't know. I'm not slamming them by any means.
No, exactly. But I feel like they got put on the spot. Funny. They got put on the spot for this one, right? Like, it's just like, hey guys, go cover this game, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know how, like, you know.
I think it was just cool that we had, UMFM on the main channel getting broadcasted.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It was pretty cool to have that, and especially because I know a lot of people didn't want to pay the money to watch the game.
Well, it was $6 for a day or something like that, and then $50 for a week?
Yeah. And just to watch three games, potentially?
And I don't understand why you wouldn't make the championship free. It's like, that's like,
may as well, right?
That's free traffic right there.
Yeah.
Because, like, now all of Winnipeg essentially is paying attention somewhat because of all this coverage.
Yeah.
You would have got so much traffic making the game free.
Yeah, I know.
But instead, you're just like, no, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, I think that's a poor move. I know last year, there was a big complaint the last 2 weeks with all the U Sports Championships.
Yeah.
Is having to pay for it. And I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
And I know when I commentated the Women's Soccer National Championships, and I know on U Sports Live there, and people were paying, and. I felt kind of bad sometimes just how bad I was at the beginning. I was like, people are paying for this, and they're, and I have gripes, but.
We won't go through those.
I had gripes with different things, but I think if it's too much money for people to just watch their daughter or son play.
Yeah, exactly.
And you mean the men got on Sportsnet.
It's like their daughter or son, like they've like those parents have already paid everything else. It's
Canada, like, West, OUA and TV and RSEC doesn't have a streaming service, and AUS is free.
Oh, it's like, you know.
Although I've heard the OUA has had problems with.
Oh, really? You would think with like a 16-team league too, it's like. you would like at least improve a little bit, right?
I know, but yeah, I think it's ridiculous. And you know, the men got on Sportsnet for free.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you have Sportsnet 360, I have Sportsnet 360 in my cable package, but I'm now understanding that a lot of people don't have Sportsnet 360.
Yeah, no, I think it's like an extra channel. Which yeah. Is like, I don't know. It's,
I mean, the women should have at least got the final out there on yeah. Sportsnet. I know the men kind of draw a bigger crowd and there's more hype around
but
that,
like,
but
you're in Ontario, which is in London, Ontario, which is pretty near the headquarters of Sportsnet, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, they're in Toronto.
Closer than Fredericton, where yeah. the men's hockey
they're
team
They're in Toronto, are they
yeah.
not? It's like, you...
like, the U Sports headquarters are in Richmond Hill, which is just outside of Toronto.
Yeah, I just... There's a lot of things
like
you can say.
I'm calling them headquarters as if it's like some kind of spy.
U Sports headquarters.
Headquarters.
Hackers.
Even though they're just... It's like a main office with like six dudes in it. It's not...
Hey guys,
it's not a headquarters where all like got their, you know, it's like spying on people.
The U Sports basement.
Yeah, but I think they could have done it.
They could have.
I mean, we talked about it last week about all the stuff U Sports could have done, but
I think it's especially magnified when you have a championship game.
Well, and we care about it more too. I mean, obviously we're
right.
I think
right.
the average person in Winnipeg would have been like, oh, it's paid, whatever. Right. I'm not watching. I don't care.
Yeah.
Which, again, you're losing viewers now. Now
yeah,
people
exactly. Like, if it's free, at least someone can be like, oh, well, let's go check this out, right?
Yeah. Well, but now I think, too, it's also this is, with them winning the national championships, a slap in the face to all those knowledgeable hockey fans. People think they are in Winnipeg, and they missed out on
yeah.
watching this game, this team for free, for cheap
yeah,
all season long.
Exactly, yeah.
They've been number one ranked almost all year.
Yeah.
I
guess the silver lining is that now we can hope maybe that...
Next year.
Yeah, they come out to games, right? Because, yeah. like... The Phlegm, like, even men's games, too. Like, you only see, like, 50 people, 20 people there. Right?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, yeah. nobody's going.
No one's there.
Parents are there, that's about it.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I mean, to focus on the positives, it was a good season for the women. I mean, it was
Did
awesome.
You watch the shootout goal? You watched the shootout goals, right?
Oh, yeah.
And against Concordia?
Yeah.
I mean, Zacharias and Charmin, like, they...
Those are almost identical moves.
I was like, whoa!
Like, forehand, backhand.
I was sitting down, I was like, oh, what?
I think my favorite was after the game, Charmin had thought she had won the game for the team.
Oh.
And she said, I thought I won the game, but nobody on the team was coming out to celebrate. And then I realized, oh, wait, we have one more shot. So you kind of watch her in the highlights. She's kind of like celebrating and like looking around, almost expecting her team to run out on the ice. But she said that after the game, and I kind of laughed at that.
I didn't see that. I gotta watch the highlight again. That's,
yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's kind of funny that she thought the game was over.
And then
it was Terrestruck who ended it.
Yeah. And then yesterday's game, I mean, Keane just sniped it.
That was sick.
Oh, I was like right up there. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, just walked out and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Literally picture perfect shot.
Yeah.
No goalie, men, women, man, child, ever is going to save that.
No, yeah.
I don't care if that's Carey Price or
exactly
anybody. You're
that's
not
right over the shoulder. Like you can't.
You can't do that.
It was perfect. And then...
well, Hovey had a nice goal, too.
Yeah, the short side. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it took to beat... was it... I don't remember her name. It was Purchase?
It's spelled Purchase, but it's like a French name.
Yeah.
Purchase? No.
Parace. I don't know. She's really good
goalie.
She's
really good, yeah. Exactly.
And, I mean, we had predicted a week ago that I said Western was going to win, but...
Yeah. But...
I'm happy to be proven wrong.
Exactly. And it was pretty, because I thought too, I was like, the only thing stopping Manitoba is the home crowd. But
yeah.
even then, like they like once Keane got that one goal, I was like, oh yeah,
it's
no,
game over.
They're out of it. Like they were
I knew the final was gonna be a one goal game. And
yeah.
essentially it was. And I mean Terrestruck let in one goal the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just a microcosm of her whole season. She only let in more than two goals once.
Yeah, no, that's...
Or twice.
That's insane. And I like to think that, you know, she'll be a rookie.
She's, yeah, four more years of this?
Yeah.
Watch out.
Unless she transfers. I don't know.
I doubt that. She's got that starting job. That's all hers now for the rest, for 4 years straight.
D1 schools, please do not talk to any of our players. Just
no, I think you got to stay.
Yeah, you got Terrestruck, you got Workington too, and she's a rookie too.
Yeah, Hovey's gone, I think, too, though.
Is she?
I'm pretty sure she's gone, although she's only in her fourth year, but I'm pretty sure she's gone.
Yeah. But, I mean, it starts with the goaltender, right?
Yeah.
But
Hovey will be a big, big loss.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could see
She added so much. They won all their they lost the one game they didn't play without her in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, she creates so many chances.
She's just so dynamic.
She's so smart on the ice. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like,
yeah,
with her goal, like, just having the sense to just, oh, flick it and then go. And it's like, no one knew what would happen.
Yeah.
Only
And the drop pass on Workington's goal against Concordia.
Yeah.
I mean, she said 10 years ago, I would have shot already, but I had the presence of mind to drop it. So, yeah. I mean, she's been a big part of their playoff run and their success, and they'll miss her, and I don't know if you can replace that.
We noticed that too, like in the Canada West playoffs, like when she didn't play the first game, right? Yeah, they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see her come the next game, and then like the entire look of like the offense just changes.
Yeah,
because you're like, oh, okay, well,
all of a sudden the opponents have to watch out for her, and she just, you know, she creates room. But it's almost like having McDavid, like that idea that he draws so much attention, he leaves other players around him free.
Exactly.
So even if Hovey's not scoring, she's having an effect.
Well, I remember
just too, by her being on the ice.
I remember too, like she forechecks hard.
Yeah.
Right, and like she just like makes chances on her own. I'm just like how do you stop that?
I know you don't, and that's, I've said it 6 times now, but you can't replace that, and you're gonna miss that.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know who can step up and you know, replace that or even try to come close. I mean, maybe John Rempel's got to go search in the recruit pool. Or
maybe. I think one person I can name is Zacharias.
Yeah.
Because she played a really good role when Hovey left. Like, mm-hmm. Zacharias stepped it up. And, I mean, we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
I mean, she went on a point streak and everything.
No, that top line of Zacharias, Hovey, and Sharman. Sharman's really, really good.
Is Sharman fourth year?
She's in her fourth. She's going into her fifth year next. Okay. So she'll be graduating next year. But she was... You know, she was on the all-rookie team. She led the Canada West in rookie scoring when she first came here.
Yeah,
year before I came. So,
mm-hmm.
She's super good. And, I mean, you're going to lose Fighting on defense.
Yeah.
You'll lose Sirhan.
Mm-hmm.
You'll lose Rachel Dick.
You lose Price.
Yeah, you lose Price. I mean, Price is a fourth liner. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy to replace those, but they're easy to replace fourth liners.
But she played a pivotal. I mean, she scored the first goal, her first goal, and only goal against Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they all play a part. You all play a part in the game. But
I mean, they're like that. Like that whole team, four scoring lines.
Yeah, I think. You know, to win a championship, everybody's got to contribute. There is no I in team. Everybody from the trainers, to the assistant coaches,
to the Manitoban.
Yeah, to the
the writers and the...
Everybody contributes.
And
so
the stats guy.
Stats guys, they are
underrated. Who's that one... I'm going to go a bit off topic here, but who's that one guy with us in the media booth who had, like, the pink tie and the glasses?
He's assistant coach.
Assistant coach?
Yeah.
He... you know the song Informer by Snow?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like Snow.
Maybe we'll have to have him on.
I want him to... I'm going to try and find it. Because, like, I remember I looked at him a couple of times. I was like, he looks like someone that I know.
I don't know. I don't remember his name. I know it's John Rempel and Rob Both. Those are the two assistant coaches. But are you trying to...
sleep for it. He kind of looks like him.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's the glasses.
It's the glasses. Yeah. It absolutely is the glasses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get him on the show.
This reference will fly over anyone's head.
Nah, it'll be fine. We're just having fun. If he comes on the show, I'll be like, and this guy, also known for writing the 1992 hit single, Informer. I don't know his name, but once I get his name right, we'll figure it out. But, yeah, no, it's been a fun year watching this team.
It's crazy,
this hockey team.
First Canada West Championship in the last 3 years. For me, I mean, I don't remember the last time.
Yeah, I don't either.
The last time we won a Canada West, the Bison team won a Canada West Championship. I know volleyball, men's volleyball came super close to last year.
They lost to Trinity Western, right?
Yeah. Trinity Western also lost.
I saw that. I was so pumped.
I was pumped about that too, honestly. I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank you, UBC, for beating the men's volleyball team. Because that would have been 3 in a row. We don't need that.
No. Yeah, I was so pumped. I saw UBC when I was like, yes!
Woo! Yeah. I mean, the Ryerson women's volleyball team also crazy year. They were down 2-0 to, I believe it was... UBC in the semifinal, and they came back to win 3-2, and then they won 3-1 against Alberta in the final.
Wow.
So, you know, crazy, and, you know, it's crazy that an Ontario team won because Canada West dominates volleyball.
Yeah, they really do.
I mean, three of the final four
were Canada West?
Were Canada West.
Really?
I think on both men's and women's.
That's insane.
It was, men's on, it was Trinity Western, UBC, Alberta, and McMaster.
Yeah.
Was the final four for
and
for men's.
Women's.
It was UBC, Alberta, Calgary, and Ryerson.
Oh, so, wow.
Canada, I think out of, I mean, Adam was actually telling me this, Adam DeYonker was telling me.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the 48 or so national champions for men's volleyball, it's been like 45 Canada West champions. Yeah.
That's insane.
It's volleyball.
I never knew that.
Well, and if you look at the top 10 for volleyball, specifically men's volleyball, it's like 6 or 7 of the 10 are from Canada West.
Well, DeYonker's up there, isn't he?
No, I'm talking like I'm talking about like national rankings. But during the year when they rank nationally, 10 or 7 of them are normally.
Yeah.
They only pick one from the RSEC and the OUA and AUS just for representation.
RSEC gets no respect.
I think Montreal was ranked this year or Laval, but like you could easily just kick them all out and have the top 10 being ranked in the Canada West.
Oh,
that's
man.
How tight and good the volleyball is out here. It's ridiculous.
I never really like. I knew like Manitoba was good, but I never knew it was like that great out here. And that's insane.
It's insane. Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, I mean, I remember last year it was. I think it almost got to 7 teams were out of the top 10 were ranked. Manitoba was ranked number 1 last year for a long time. So
Getting those kills.
I mean, even this year when Manitoba was like sub 500 by a lot, they were still ranked number 10 just based on how.
I think I saw that too, yeah.
Just based on the fact that they're starting 4 rookies and, you know, they made the playoffs. That's insane. That's still.
They started 4 rookies?
4 rookies. They all year long, they started
wow.
4 rookies.
I didn't know that.
Two senior players. I mean, DeYonker and Verkine.
Right.
So that men's volleyball team, that program, like Garth Pischke's one of the best coaches, if not the best volleyball coach in North America. He's got the most wins of any U Sports coach.
Really?
1,300 plus.
I didn't know that.
He broke that record last year. So, yeah, there's good volleyball out here.
1,300 wins?
1,300 plus wins. He's
oh
over it.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I don't follow volleyball as much. Maybe I should.
It's underrated. That's a sport that's underrated.
I went to the Canada West Finals, and that was a lot of fun to watch. Yeah. But, like, other games, like, I'm just...
It's more fun when there's a huge crowd because people get really into it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like the only sport where there's a point every time the ball is in play, there's going to be a point.
I was getting into it at the Canada
West
playoffs.
So much fun.
Had a couple. Did some heckling.
Yeah.
One of the guys I knew brought a didgeridoo.
Oh, nice.
It's crazy. It was a lot of fun.
It is fun. It's fun to watch.
I remember high school volleyball, I watched a couple games, and I got way too into it. In like a gym with like the players and like
their parents,
like 20 other people.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, let's go.
The only time I ever went to a volleyball game was when River East played Miles Mack, and that's like a heated rivalry up
right,
in the north end.
Yeah,
north end.
Was that when? Was his name Shouten? Casey?
I don't think so.
He played on Miles Mack. He was crazy good. I think he's on the Team Canada team now. But I remember Miles Mack had a bunch of crazy players.
Yeah, Miles Mack and St. Paul's and NBCI, all those tall Dutch guys.
That's true. You're not wrong. That's
seriously.
True. I remember, I saw NBCI. I was like, these are all...
Tall Dutch dudes.
Yep.
With like Van Helsing or Van something in their name to
Van Helsing.
Seriously, they all start Vans. I mean, I remember when I went to Calvin Christian Collegiate, our volleyball team was the only thing that we were good at because it was a bunch of tall Dutch guys.
Oh, there you go.
Vanda something, Vanda whatever, you know.
I feel like out of all the, like, for high school sports in our city, it's like volleyball and basketball are like the most intense ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I remember the volleyball finals.
Yeah.
You go there and it's like, oh, man. Like
There's a massive contingent, like, of volleyball in Manitoba. Like,
yeah.
The national headquarters used to be here on campus for the longest time. I think they just moved.
It always throws me off. I'm like, man, there's a lot of volleyball players in this city.
Yeah. Like, I don't realize how big the volleyball community is.
Yeah.
I mean, and also figuratively and literally, and how tall these dudes are and girls are.
Yeah, I know. It's you even, like, talk to, like, some of the people from the Bison's teams. And every time I'm just like, hey.
Yeah.
My neck just shoots right up because I'm, like, 5'5", and I'm like, hey. What's up, all you 6'4 people?
And volleyball players are like a unique body type because anytime you see a tall, skinny, yet kind of fit white guy, he's probably a volleyball player.
Yeah, well, that's when I see Adam, I'm just like, okay.
Oh, he's this prototypical volleyball player.
Yeah.
He's, it's funny, he like literally embodies, he's even got the Dutch last name, DeYonker.
DeYonker.
Very Dutch.
Hey, man, that guy could have been a quarterback if he wanted to be.
Really?
When I played football with him. He was the quarterback in grade 5.
Oh, wow.
And he was taller than everybody, so he could just see over the entire O and D line.
Yeah.
And he's just picking his spots. I'm just like, oh, wow, okay, that's easy. And I remember, I think we were doing like a two-point conversion, and I was a wideout. I was like the fifth option. It was for extra points, just for fun. And he, like, I ran my route, but because I was so short, he overthrew it. So I'm like, oh, no. That was going to me.
Oh, man.
I could have had my first catch. But I think either I stopped running or, yeah, he did overthrow me. I don't know. I'm going to say it's the latter, not the former. And, yeah, that's... And he, I remember... I forgot who told me, but some of my friends played hockey with him, too. And apparently, like, he just lit it up. Like, he was like...
He's just an all-around athlete. We need to get him on the show.
We'll get him on the show. I'll definitely get him on here. Yeah, like, just, like, I forget. It would be, like, 20 games. He's got, like, 50 points in the season. It's like, okay, who's this guy?
Just can do anything.
Yeah, so...
Some athletes, man, I'm jealous of just how good they are at everything.
I am. Yeah, I know. Definitely. It's like, you can do all these things.
And I can't even, like, write straight.
I can't... I still burn toast.
Yeah. Like, I can't even get up at 7:30 and feel good about myself.
Yeah, I was like, how do you get up at 6 and go to the gym? What?
Like, yeah, these people are just dedicated.
Yeah.
Super freaks.
A lot of respect for these athletes, because, like, I can't do it.
Well, and then they're pulling, like, 4.0 GPAs, and I'm like, I can't even pull a 3.0 GPA. I struggle to maintain that.
Maybe we should get into esports.
Yeah. No, you know what? I can't speak to that, but I am not an esports guy. No, esports is not real sports. They're not real, even though they
sell. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, that's not a hot take at all, though.
Oh,
that's a cold take.
That's true.
Esports is about as much of a sport as fishing. Fishing's a hobby.
Poker?
Poker's a card game.
but there's the World Series of Poker.
I know, like, it's just ridiculous. And darts is something I want to knock off my bucket list, going to darts in the UK. If you ever watch it, like,
I've watched
3
it,
p.m.
Yeah.
on TSN.
It seems so lit every time. Because everyone's like, what? They have, like, the size? Yeah. 180!
Everyone's plastered.
Yeah.
I wonder, that's why they're fun. It's just a giant party, and then you just see these chubby dudes throwing darts at boards and bowling shirts.
I think that's the best part about it, is that I can, like, you don't have to be healthy to play darts. No. Thing. Just have good perception and, like, aim.
Yep.
And you're good. Like... And I forget, I'm going to look this up, but I'm pretty sure, like, some of the best darts players, like, pull in, like, 100, 200K a year.
They pull in too much money, as far as I'm concerned.
But I'm just like, that's insane. Like, I could be pulling in that much money just by throwing darts? What? Let me do that. You know?
I know. I also wish, too, when I was younger, I played more video games. Because now it's become profitable. Like, now you can make money playing video games. I remember my parents and everyone's like, you know, stop playing video games. Go play outside. So I did.
And
became a mediocre athlete and failed athlete. And when I could have been sitting at home perfecting my Call of Duty.
Getting the trigger fingers.
Yeah, getting the trigger finger, making a lot of money going playing esports at Staples Center. These guys are celebrities now.
So apparently, Michael Van Gerwen from Netherlands has won a total of... 2,622,218 pounds.
That's like
3-4 million.
Yeah.
American, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's too much money. Like, it's a bar game. I play that when you're at the bar, when you're in
at
someone's
King's
basement.
Head?
Yeah, King's Head. It's the only place people play darts.
It's the only place.
I play it where you, like, you know, lowest score has to go by a round.
Oh, really?
And then
you don't play it. Oh, I guess you do play it at zero, don't you? How do you play it?
I don't remember. I think you just, everyone throws it, and then the lowest score just has to buy a round.
Oh, okay. Because I remember...
I do play with zero, but it also helps when you're not drinking to play to zero, because you have to do quick maths.
I remember, my buddy and I, we brought calculators, and we were like, hey, let's do this for real. And then by, like, the fourth round, we're just like, what was the score? So, yeah, no, I agree. I think the lowest score would be the best way to determine that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Because it's just easier. You just do three little quick calculations.
You know what we should talk about? March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't talked about March Madness.
I haven't watched many of it. I mean, I've been
caught
up.
He's even busy, right?
I've been caught up with U Sports Championships.
I'm transferring to University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
I love it. The UMBC. I look to go buy some merch. Yeah. I'll go buy some UMBC merch.
So did my friend. He's like, do I buy a jersey?
I'm buying a UMBC shirt or something. I love it. Their Twitter account was so funny.
We are Retriever fans now.
Oh, yeah. Big Retriever fans.
And then, but they lost to Kansas State.
They did. It was close.
It was close. Yeah, no, I didn't watch it. Apparently, it was a super defensive game. Oh, my bracket is so broken. It's like, it looks like it needs to go to the hospital. Like, it's so bad. I had Michigan State winning the championship. So.
Uh-oh.
So that's a done deal. But yeah, no, UMBC.
What a story. Second ever 16 seed.
First ever.
On the men's side. Harvard women's won in 1998.
That's right.
They were the first ever 16 seed.
That's right. I didn't see that.
A lot of people like to forget that, but you know.
Well, yeah. I hate to say it, but you knew it was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen, too.
Exactly.
But UMBC did a good job in making sure that they were giving the credit to Harvard.
But you're right. The Twitter account was on fire that hilarious. Night. That was amazing. That complimented the run so well.
Yeah.
Just seeing and then watching the follower count just shoot up and up and up and up. It was hilarious. Like, that entire thing. Like, I wish they won against Kansas State.
Just to go a little further.
Yeah, exactly. You go to the Sweet 16 and, you know, Kentucky looks kind of shaky. Then you probably lose to Kentucky. But at least it's like... You know, you make it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, like, made a bit of a run of it.
Yeah, and now we got to watch Kansas State, and now I'm just like, hey, well, Kentucky by a million now.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Well, we said that about Virginia, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. But yeah, no, I remember I was going to a buddy's place, and it was the middle of that game, mm-hmm. and I walked in, and I was like, yo, is Virginia blowing it? And they're like, yeah, they're blowing it so hard. And we're watching the game. I was like, that's amazing.
It is. I love, that's the beauty of March Madness. That's why they call it madness.
But this Sweet 16 looks messed up on some points. Like Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
Sister Jean repping that team. Syracuse beating Michigan State. Like, I thought Michigan State was going to go far. And, of course.
I had Villanova last year going far.
Who'd you have this year? Did you play a bracket?
No, I didn't.
We didn't play one for our office.
No,
either.
We didn't. I last year I did like 4 brackets. This year I did 0 brackets. Yeah.
I think it's more fun when you don't do a bracket.
Yeah.
Because you just enjoy
the games. You just watch it for what it is.
Yeah, you don't like have like a horse in the race.
Yeah.
But like, I would have had UMBC.
I wish I just picked it for fun.
Yeah.
If I knew if their team was the Retrievers, I would have picked them.
There's this meme account. Or not meme account. Well, like one of those like Twitter accounts that just mess around a lot. You know? And every year, he would pick a 16 seed to beat a 1 seed. And then this year, like before the tournament started, he was like, I can feel it.
And he picked UMBC.
He picked UMBC.
I love it.
But he picked every other 16 seed, though. But it was hilarious.
Eventually it'll work, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, that's amazing. And it's cool because I think, like, I was saying to my friend, like, this might not happen again for, like, another few years. Like,
Well, last time it happened was 20 years ago with the women. So exactly. This could never happen again until...
Until we have kids or something like that.
Yeah, we could be 45 and like, I remember when UMBC...
Yeah, I remember the Retrievers with a Twitter account. What's a Twitter account, Grandpa?
Twitter's dead by then.
Twitter was the thing...
That's a sad day when Twitter dies.
Twitter was the thing that Donald Trump used.
Yeah, they're going to have Donald Trump tweets and textbooks. Oh. Think of that.
That blows my mind.
Think of that future.
We're gonna have tweets and memes and textbooks in the future.
Honestly, it's such a part of our culture. If anyone wants, anthropologists want to study us, tweets and memes and...
Well, like the Pepe meme is going to probably be in a textbook.
Oh,
like,
100%.
This was the start of the whole...
Politically driven memes and it's sad, but it's also kind of interesting because, I mean, every culture's got stupid stuff.
Yeah, and it'll just be fun to see, like, if our kids ask us, like, hey, do you remember this? They'll be like, oh... Do I remember that?
But I also feel like they'll be like, remember this, but then they can just Google it.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything they want to know about our time, it'll be documented.
Right.
I mean, my kids could creep my Instagram
to
2013, and they'll be like, oh, look at you, Dad. I'll be like, I'm deleting Instagram now.
Well, Google will be the big brother of the future anyways, so.
I don't know. It's interesting to see what the future is, and I don't even want to predict it because people are so wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, we had flying cars in 2000, supposedly.
Yeah, you're right. I think we'll get to Mars in the future.
Elon Musk. I think Elon Musk said that...
Elongated muskrat.
He said that most people would die if they ever flew people to Mars. I was like, oh, that's comforting.
Elon's Musk.
Yep.
That should be a cologne.
A
line of cologne.
People would buy it. Elon's Musk.
I don't know. March Madness. It's fun to watch this week. I don't know what else to say about that tournament, but... All my picks were wrong, and now I'm looking forward to baseball season.
I am too. Fantasy baseball draft on Saturday. That was good stuff.
How was that? We're going to talk about that.
Right? It was good. I was
you drafted Bo Bichette.
I drafted Bo Bichette, much to the dismay of many, many Jays fans in that room.
I love it, though.
I was...
Bo knows. It's going to be the year of Bo's. Bo Horvat and Bo Bichette.
Oh, no. Don't talk about Bo Horvat.
It's my guy.
As my resident Jays expert, do you think Bo Bichette gets called up at any point during the season? Or did I just... wasting it, or am I storing him in my NA spot?
Yeah, you should store him in your NA spot. I think with Bichette, he's only 19, I think. I mean, they've got Solarte and Diaz coming in. They've got Travis coming back healthy, but he'll probably be like a rotation kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So unless like all three of those guys get injured, just hold on to Bichette in your NA spot because the Jays made all these signings specifically to shore up the second base in the infield because they knew how like fragile it was with Travis and Tulo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No, I'm not anticipating him to.
Yeah. No, definitely keep him there. But it's a keeper league, right?
Oh yeah, it's a keeper. So yeah, he'll be in my. He'll be.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the same thing I did with Cody Bellinger last year. Drafted him late.
Oh, really?
Kept him again. So
nice.
And he's ranked pretty high. It was a steal. I got him in like the 23rd round.
Are you keeping Walker Buehler?
I didn't get to draft him this year. Somebody else drafted him.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. I wish him, but I got Joe Jimenez from Detroit.
Oh, really? Who got Acuna?
I don't remember. I didn't get him. I just know I'm pretty pumped about my team. Actually, drafted Austin Barnes out of L.A., got a bunch of Dodgers, Corey Seager.
You know who would be a good under-the-radar pick? Byron Buxton.
Yeah, he went pretty early.
Did he?
Yeah.
I would have thought he would go late.
People in our draft are pretty knowledgeable. I also drafted Chris Sale fourth overall. So
really?
Well, here's the thing. Everyone was drafted him fifth overall, I think.
I don't play fantasy baseball, so I don't know the strategy. Like,
but pitchers generally shouldn't be going that early.
Okay.
Because, gotcha. You know, Mike Trout obviously goes first overall.
Yep.
And then it was Jose Altuve. Mm-hmm. And then it was Clayton Kershaw. I can't remember who went. But Clayton Kershaw went fourth. And I was like, I'd kept my keepers that were all outfielders. I didn't really need a lot of hitting help. So I figured... Because I think in that position, I was supposed to get Trey Turner.
Oh, and that would have been good.
I wanted Corey Seager at shortstops, and I knew I could get him in the third round, and I did. So
really?
I waited on Seager, and then I drafted Chris Sale, and it was either between him and Scherzer, and I was like, Scherzer's 33 years old. Chris Sale, I think, is 25. He's unbelievable. And then, you know, the guy after me took Scherzer.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of screwed everybody's draft up a little bit because of how early these pitchers
everyone
went.
Taking pitchers? Yeah. So is that kind of like with quarterbacks in fantasy football?
It's like quarterbacks or goalies and any other fantasies. Okay. Like pitchers are kind of like once they go, and catchers, I find too.
Catchers are such a crapshoot, I feel like.
Yeah, but as soon as someone takes a catcher, somebody's like, uh-oh, I got to start taking catchers.
No.
I got JT Realmuto in like the 11th round, so
really?
I'm pretty happy. And I got Austin Barnes, so I'm pretty short
That's
up
nice.
At catcher position.
There you go.
But
I got to play fantasy baseball, damn.
Fantasy baseball is a lot of fun. It gets me way more into the sport.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's the only way I could really get myself more into the sport because I told myself, like, I got to get more into sabermetrics and all that stuff, and it's like, I'll watch a Jays game. but yeah, no, I gotta get more into fantasy baseball. Who would be a good? I'm trying to think of players that like would like go under the radar a bit, or just like would not.
But kind of the sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's quite a few I had my eyes on, but I didn't really get anything. I mean, Whit Merrifield, I got pretty late, but
Whit
I mean,
Merrifield. Oh yeah, we talked about baseball names last week. Yeah, or after the show last week.
Yeah, we were. Whit Merrifield's a baseball name.
Dansby Swanson.
Oh, I didn't get him. I think nobody drafted him, but I'm gonna
really.
I'm gonna keep him on my radar.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's gonna utilize him this year.
Oh yeah,
because they don't have anyone else.
Well, who else are you gonna utilize?
Yeah,
but Dansby, that's a baseball name.
Dansby Swanson,
Freddie Freeman,
Jake Peter.
Yeah.
Bo Bichette,
that's a baseball. That's Scooter Jennett.
Scooter Jennett?
Yeah.
Yeah, with his four home runs last year. I remember that guy.
I drafted him, so
hopefully
he'll do that again.
No, he's not doing that again.
It's not going to happen.
Look at three home runs.
Yeah, he'll get like three home runs all year.
He'll get a hat trick.
Scooter, anyway, I wanted him just because his name was Scooter.
Scooter.
That's such a cool name.
Scooter.
Like, I'm going to name my child Scooter. Scooter Stelter. Double S.
So, are you going to hop on the Browns bandwagon with me this year?
Yeah, why not? Get me a Browns jersey.
I mean...
Jarvis Landry.
It's weird though because they signed Carlos Hyde, and I thought they're gonna, you know, draft Saquon Barkley this year.
Yeah, who are they gonna draft now?
With the first pick, yeah. Right?
Who
and,
they,
and I remember someone.
What do they need? I don't know.
I remember someone was saying like it could easily now be because the Jets traded up to the third pick. Mm-hmm. It could easily be now quarterback, and like Saquon Barkley falls to the Giants. I think the Giants pick fourth.
Yeah, I thought Cleveland picks. Cleveland picks first and fourth was my understanding, or no, or first and fifth.
I'll look at it right now.
They have like really early draft selections.
Let's see, player selection.
And I don't think they'll go for a QB.
Oh no! Oh no! Giants go second.
Oh okay.
So if the Browns pick a quarterback, I mean, but no, they signed Taylor.
Yeah, well, they traded for. They're not going to get a quarterback. They're not going to go for a quarterback. That's what I mean. You go for a defensive lineman. Or
do you take Saquon and try and flip him or something?
I don't know. I mean, they just signed Carlos Hyde maybe that as a backup, or you can take...
No, there's no way you play him as a backup. Did you see what he did in San Fran?
I know. I mean...
I can't... I mean, unless they want to do like the dual thing, because I know when I saw DeMarco...
But they also have Duke Johnson Jr. too, who's... Yeah. Hey, man, pretty underrated in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
He was their best offensive player last year.
But I remember when DeMarco Murray got released, I was like, oh, I got Derrick Henry as a keeper.
Yeah.
I get to play him. And they signed Deion Lewis. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I have Derrick Henry too, and I was pretty...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so it's like... Do they want to do the dual thing? And then so,
I hate that.
So the Browns want to do this now, because Saquon's a big guy.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe see where it goes with him.
Because I guess you would have Saquon doing, like, the first and second downs, and then Deion Lewis, the pass catcher.
You mean Carlos Hyde?
Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
I guess? I don't know. But Carlos
know.
Can
well,
easily...
Carlos Hyde can easily be a three-down back.
He can be a workhorse.
Yeah, easily. I mean,
so...
and then you still have Duke Johnson who could play a bigger pass catching,
yeah.
Which is what they were using him a lot as. And so I think the running back position, I mean... It's weird to say the Cleveland Browns are set at the running back position.
It's true, and then they got Jarvis Landry now, yep. Receiver. So they got Landry and Josh Gordon,
if he plays
for their top receivers. Yeah, no, he'll be fine.
I know.
I hope he plays.
I hope he does.
I love watching him play so much. I almost bought his sweater too.
I mean, I don't know who they got at tight end, but
I thought they signed someone else for tight end too.
I think they did. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't Eric Ebron. I know he's. Someone else signed it. Someone else is looking at Eric Ebron.
I love when you pull up the NFL Instagram page and it's just like trade alert,
yeah.
Signing alert, trade alert. Like, cause there was a lot. I mean, Doug Martin went to the Raiders.
Yeah,
Jordy Nelson went to the Raiders. The Raiders, like, you know,
Raiders. I think are kind of disappointed with how everyone kind of hyped them up with AC/DC there, Amari Cooper and Derek Carr. But now,
barring anything happening to Derek Carr, the Raiders hopefully figure it out this year.
Hopefully, I'd like to see them come out of the AFC.
Yeah, because they should have figured it out last year. But yeah, like,
well, if Derek Carr doesn't get injured, I think they may at least make it to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. And then it's like, you know, Amari Cooper figures it out because like Crabtree's gone. I mean, you brought in Nelson, but
you got two elite options on a wide receiver.
Exactly. And then who else went? Case Keenum went to Denver.
Yep.
I mean, that's huge. Denver needed a quarterback. And I remember I was telling my friend, who's a big Denver fan, I was like, you guys getting Kirk Cousins? We can't afford Kirk Cousins. And then they got Case Keenum.
Yeah.
And I was like, got Case Keenum?
Well, Minnesota got Kirk Cousins, no?
Yeah. Minnesota did, yeah. Which, I don't know.
I don't know. I whatever happened to Teddy Bridgewater? I thought he wasn't bad when he played in it.
Yeah, exactly. But Bridgewater went to, where'd he go?
I don't know.
He went to the Jets.
Yeah, RIP. Sorry, man. Have fun throwing to Eric Decker.
Oh man. And that and then Seferian Jenkins left, didn't he?
Yep. They got nothing.
But then the Jets trade up to the third spot.
What are they gonna do with that?
I don't know. That's so weird.
Technically they have their quarterback situation figured out. I mean,
if they draft a quarterback, that's like one of the most Jets things.
Oh, it would be a very Jets thing to do.
You know how like
we're gonna develop him for the future. What?
You know how it's like a Browns thing? It's like now it's like it's gonna be this year, it's a Jets thing to do.
How about Jimmy Garoppolo? I'm excited for him next year.
Man, he got paid. Holy smokes. What was that, like 5 years, 60?
Yeah.
Something like that?
He got paid. He's their guy down there.
I mean, what if this ends up like a Brock Osweiler situation, though?
I don't think so. I think Garoppolo's different than Osweiler.
That's true.
Garoppolo basically got a full season. Osweiler, we got, how many games out of him?
Yeah. And, I mean, Garoppolo led he started a winning streak for the 49ers.
He turned around the 49ers. Yeah. They are so much better with him behind or under center, I guess.
So I guess maybe that's why they traded Carlos Hyde then, because maybe they wanted to go for more like a passing game now, I guess?
I wonder what maybe they'll draft a running back. I don't know where they are in the draft, but
because like who do they have for throwing options?
You know what? I don't know off the top of my head.
They have that one tight end,
Grant Celek.
Yes,
that's. I mean, he was their he was kind of their big guy for a lot of the end because I know I had him in fantasy. And
they had one tight end. And it was like I remember this one podcast I listened to. They were like, "Yeah, pick this guy up because he's going to kill it."
Garoppolo likes Celek, so I think that might be their passing game option, but. Maybe they draft a wide receiver running back, but I think either way with Garoppolo, I think Garoppolo could make a lot of receivers look good.
So. Oh, for sure. I think, like, I'm not saying it'll be a bad year this year for him. I think he'll have a great year or a good year at least. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if they, if anything happens, like,
oh, I know,
man, you guys paid him a lot of money.
I think he's better and more proven than Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
I'm not a big
fan
of Brock Osweiler, to be honest with you.
I love that highlight where Osweiler, like, tried to throw it down the sideline, but it went out of bounds and like just caught that guy in the face.
Yeah.
That's the best thing ever.
Very Osweiler.
Because it was just
happen.
Like dunk.
Yeah.
And it was like it looked like it just hurt. Like,
yeah, I know.
So, the impact was just there, you know? I guess wow. See, we covered a whole hour. Just like that.
Whole hour.
That was easy.
It's easy, man.
I guess that's the end of the show now, though.
Is it the end?
Yeah, I think it's the end.
We're gonna end it.
We're gonna do our last.
Do you have any final thoughts, Joe?
No, not really. Pine Ridge Hollow might be overrated. We'll figure out next time.
We'll have to go.
Taco in a bag. All star, first team all star 10 years in a row. That's about it. What about you? What do you got?
Shout out Alberta Golden Bears winning their 16th national championship men's hockey. That was a good game.
Yeah,
so,
and shout out obviously to the Manitoba women's team. Go Herd, go Bisons.
Go Herd or go home. They arrive at 5:07 today. I don't know
what. We're recording this on a Monday though, and it's
5:07 on Monday. They came out yesterday.
Yeah, but this plays on Tuesday.
I know. They came home yesterday.
They came home yesterday, guys. Say hi to them. Congratulate them. Handshakes. Do the I'm not worthy.
Yeah, say hi to them in the hall.
Yeah. Be like, hey, you won a championship, right? Cool.
Say hi to them in the hall. Make sure you get a picture. Take a selfie. Send them online.
Tag it with go Herd or go home.
Yeah. Champ season.
Champ season. Oh, all right. That's enough for that. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Hope you guys have a great week, great weekend, great day. Go Bisons. Go get some taco in a bag if you can.
And go to Pine Ridge Hollow and let us know what you think.
All right. Peace, guys.